Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby, and it is time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. B, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's rock. Smitty is in Laurel. What's up, Smitty?
Fellas doing this fine Friday afternoon.
We good, Smitty. What's happening with you?
Not a whole bunch. Do you feel as though, you think you'll do a good job under the tutelage of Eric Bieniemy's offense? In other words, can he lead us like to some time of going starting the season 1-5, 2-4? 3-6. Can he, first get off to a good start, like a 5-1, 4-2, maybe? What do you think about that?
I think 5-1, 4-2 is asking for a stretch, but I think they've given us the first one. We should be able to get that one, and then we'll go from there. But I believe he'll do a good job, though.
I'm excited. Thank you for the call, Smitty. I'm excited to watch Howell develop and see what's there, but I mean, it's a lot. 5-1. Cardinals at Denver, Buffalo.
Asking a lot.
You played two of the four highest Super Bowl odds teams in your first six games. But, dude, honestly, I mean, looking at the rest of this, if Russ Wilson's no longer an alien, can you win in Denver? Sure. You got to beat Arizona, period. Buffalo at home is a tough game. At Philly's a tough game. Bears and at Atlanta. That's not murderer's row. It's not the 55 Yankees or whatever. Daryl's in Fairfax has a question about the quarterbacks. Daryl, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Brian, first, Matt, props for when you play. I really enjoyed you.
Appreciate it.
Do you feel when you played back in your day, NFL teams gave young quarterbacks a longer leash to develop? Because it seems to me in today's league, you fail year one, you're pretty much gone, I think. For example, and I'll take your answer off the air, if Howell has a bad year this year, is he done and Washington's looking for another QB?
I don't know if he'll be done, but you're right. They used to give him a lot longer time, but I think when the money got bigger, they started expecting more much sooner. And I think that's the deal right now. I don't think it necessarily has a lot to do with the actual talent of the quarterback per se. But if they invest a lot of money, they want a lot from him early. If they don't, so then they feel they can go and try and find another one.
So a guy like Trey Lance, I know he got hurt. But, I mean, San Francisco, they moved up to get him, and now it looks like he's done.
Sometimes it's just you move up to get somebody. Is that really, and if it doesn't work, whose fault is it? You know what I'm saying? Is it the player's fault?
Right.
Is it the GM, whoever wanted him? I mean, but we don't normally get those answers.
Dude, Howell would have to bomb out for him to be gone. I don't think necessarily he would be gone, but if he's not good, let's just be real about it. There's so many layers. If he's not good, probably means the season's not good, probably means they're turning over the entire operation, which probably means the new people are looking for a quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, you got to look at it through that prism. I mean, it's kind of just the reality of this thing. 800-636-1067. If you want to ask NFL legend Brian Mitchell a question, it is time. It's Ask B. Mitch Anything. This is the right time to call in and ask B. Mitch the randomest question in the world. There are frequently people that call in during the wrong time and ask B. Mitch random questions. The leading question is always, B, do you remember that time in 2006 we met at Home Depot? Josh is in Alexandria. Josh, ask B. Mitch anything.
Brian Mitchell, the question is simple and the people want to know, what is your handicap?
Oh, that's a Golf? Great question, Josh.
I'm a 6.8, Josh. Josh.
Wow. There we have
it. Go check out Ken right now. 6.8.
Well, when you're playing JP, it's 10, right?
Nah, man. I just
he just
to
wants
JP
me
better.
To move mine down is basically how it
goes. I'm just trying to make JP better. See, what he just told you, he just gives up on holes. I'm not letting you have no handicap like that. If you just go out there and focus, you could be better.
That's on Mr. Finbu right there. I mean, just because you hit it in the woods don't mean you can't recover.
You gotta, there you go.
Eye of the tiger, yeah. JP. Come on, man.
I'm not really an eye of the tiger guy, Josh. there are things that I really grind at. Like, I think at this point in time, we can all accept that I work my ass off. But I approach golf to have a good time. And so when I'm in the woods, that's not fun. And I don't exactly stay locked in.
Can I ask JP something?
Yeah,
you already are.
Isn't golf fun? More fun when you're keeping that stroke down.
Yeah, it is, dude. It is. I get it. You're not wrong. I'll be honest with you. So a few years ago, thank you for the call, Josh. I came home all pissed off from a round of golf, and my wife was like, "Listen, you just got 5 hours to yourself. You're outdoors. I'm with the kids. If you're gonna come home all pissed off, I don't want you playing golf." And it was fair. So I've tried to recalibrate my brain. Now, that doesn't mean I should take it less seriously. When I played the other day, I realized, like, when I really focused before a swing, I was generally hitting the ball pretty well. I just don't always focus.
So you need to start focusing, because if you just focus, you'll be a much better golfer.
So, B, this will actually piss you off how happy I am about this. Next week is our big golf tournament, our member, and they just assigned the handicaps and the waves and when you, the flights for the tournament. Now this is a big tournament. So now they've got it even outrageously big. There's like 800 people or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm in the last flight and I'm very, very happy about it.
What's your handicap in this flight?
So they go through and adjust it, but my cap, I think, is pretty fair right now. I'm at a 16 even. I feel like if I can straight, I haven't been putting great, but if I get the putt, like I could, I feel like my game should be 13, 14.
Yeah, I think it should have been that 4 years ago.
Yeah, but it's not, B. So we can't, just because we want it to be. Listen, I want the Commanders to go 17-0. I don't know if they're gonna. Let's go to...
It's possible.
Anything is possible. Damon is in Oxon Hill. What's up, D? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Good afternoon, fellas, and thank you for taking my call again.
Appreciate it.
Quick question, Mr. Mitchell. It's actually a two-parter. When the Redskins released you and you were considering other teams to play for, who were your suitors and... what did you consider when choosing a destination?
When I was when the Redskins released me, I had a lot of different teams. I had the Green Bay Packers, the Cardinals, Detroit. But as soon as Philly showed interest, I was like, I get to see them twice. It was
okay,
all about
so
revenge.
More of a revenge factor?
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you know, Brian? Thank you, Damon. A revenge factor? Yeah. Have you? B. Mitch wants revenge on me from a ping pong match 8 years ago. Hell yeah,
I'm
revenge.
Get it too.
No, I beat you, dude.
Oh, don't worry. You won't beat me next time.
You wouldn't play me in Arizona at Ahmed's house. You didn't play me. I was ready to
Man,
rock.
It wasn't set up properly to play right there.
Oh my!
I wasn't
God.
Gonna be. I didn't want you to run through the people window.
Sure. Landfill. Can I ask Landfill anything? Do you think B-Mitch is scared to rematch me in ping pong?
Sounds like it.
I think both of y'all full of crap.
Our guy Juan Romero, El Poderosito, hit me with a question on Twitter. Now that you've seen the setup, will B-Mitch be back broadcasting from JP Studios, a.k.a. the back of JP's truck, on hot August training camp days?
Probably not.
I think that was a very honest answer.
Probably not.
But now that you've done it, it's not that bad, right?
It's not that bad, not that good either.
Fair. Drew, our guy Drew Cohen has a question. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Great show today. And you know, yesterday was at OTAs, and there was a lot of football stuff, and you guys did a good job covering it. But the thing I noticed that stood out to me was just the white practice uniforms these guys used, you know, were just the clean burgundy numbers, you know, and what's the chance of them pulling, you know, going back to that style for their white jersey? Because that just looks so much better, I thought. And I guess the question for B-Mitch is, do the players even care about the jerseys, really?
I don't think the players really getting as much into it as the fans do. You know, the player, his mind is, I made the team, I'm on the team, and I'm trying to move forward with that. I think fans get more excited about the jerseys and what color combination. You put it on, you're ready to play. You're trying to get after the guys in the other colors, not the color that you have on.
Thank you, Drew. I think college recruiting and, hell, even high school, some of that stuff matters. Well, once you're a pro football player, guys might like some jerseys more than others, and there's some superstitious guys that think they perform better or whatever. But by and large, man, they're going out to play football, and the rest of it is just kind of along for the ride.
I was superstitious a little bit.
In what ways?
Where I had to wear the exact – the pads had to be on the same one every week on the same leg. You know, your thigh pads could be exactly the same, but I had to make sure I wore it. If I felt any different, the socks had to be a certain way. I made sure – like, I got to the point where I would sew my socks into my pants. So when I put my pants on, my socks came with it. It's like certain things. You have a feel of what you want to feel like.
Let's go to – ooh, this is a good one. Larry is in La Plata. What's up, Double L?
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
You too, buddy.
Same to you, brother.
I can think of no better evening than happy hour on a Friday. Having said that, you know, a lot of bourbons, Brian, that you've mentioned in the past are hard to come by, particularly the ones out of Buffalo Trace, Weller, Buffalo Trace, Pappy. What are some readily available bourbons that you or I or AP could walk into a liquor store and buy that you would recommend?
Elijah Craig, small batch, I love.
That's my go-to, you know, $25, $30 bottle of bourbon.
Yeah, Basil Hayden, you can walk right in there and get some of that.
Maker's Mark,
you can go get Maker's Mark, Woodford Reserve.
Yeah. Maker's good, it's just a little light. Same with the Basil, they're just a little lighter. So if you want a sipping bourbon, those are good. But I think I generally like my bourbons a little stronger. If I'm drinking bourbon, might as well drink some bourbon. Right?
Oh, go get you any rye. The ryes are normally a little, the proof is higher.
I think a good regular price bourbon is Bullet also. Bullet and the Bullet rye is good. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Larry. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother.
You bet, fellas. Have a good weekend.
Also, I want to say this sincerely for people out there. If you're making old fashions, unless you're made of money, or unless you really stay true to the recipe and you don't use much or any real sugar, if you're making old fashions, and especially if you're making like 10 of them for a party, just buy Jim Beam. Don't overthink this. Like, you need the bourbon flavor, but you are putting literally liquefied sugar, cherries, bitters. Like, you're putting so much stuff into that.
Yeah.
You don't need high-end bourbon for that, dude. If you're getting high-end bourbon, don't make old fashions with it because you're putting liquefied sugar into it.
You got a point there, Jay.
Like, When I go to the beach, when we go to Starboard, we hang out at Block Party Hotel. I love orange crushes. And I'm not sure which one it is, but Monty at Starboard, they make the orange crushes with, it's either Stolio or Smirnoff Orange. They're using orange flavored vodka. Like, if you're making an orange crush with, you know, Kettle One or something, you're just wasting money. Like, high end stuff is meant to be tasted.
Yeah.
Cheaper stuff is meant to be mixed. I'm out here trying to save you some money. People helping people.
There you go, Jay. Get him right.
All right. I don't know what this one means. Mason is in Ashburn and has a question about Donnie Simpson. What's up, Mace?
What's up, guys? Hey, B. Mitch, I met you a while back. I used to be an assistant pro out in RTJ from 2006 to around 2009. I met you out there one time. Hell of a guy. I really appreciate that. We always had a joke in the golf shop because Donnie Simpson kept his handicap at a +2. And I was wondering, did you ever play with him, and could he play to an actual +2 handicap?
I've seen him shoot in the 60s.
+2 is crazy. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I've seen him shoot in the 60s. Donnie was the type of person where he can chip and get up and down from anywhere, can make any putt. You know? So I did see him play in the 60s.
Wow. Thanks for the call, Mace.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bobby's got a grilling question. Grilling with Bobby. What's up, Bobby? Ask B anything.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing good, man.
Is that your question? You waited on hold to ask how we're doing?
Well, I wanted to ask that one first, but I know you're a grill master. So I learned something a long time. Have you ever taken whatever you want to put, usually with steak or chicken, and a Ziploc baggie to marinate it quicker?
Yeah. I normally put stuff in a Ziploc bag and then put it back in the refrigerator and let it marinate.
Thanks, Bobby.
Perfect. Thank you, buddy.
Bye. Appreciate it, man.
We're going to try to go quick. Will is in Brandywine. Will, what up, man? Ask B anything.
What's going on, gentlemen? Look, I've been under a rock for the last 2 months. So, B, bitch, you're Chase Young. You just got the news that they're not doing your fifth-year option. What's your reaction?
Well, I'd be upset. I think anybody would be upset in that situation. But then again, I'm going into the mindset now of making you think that you made a mistake.
It's time to get paid and blow up like the World Trade. B, come on, you'd be happy like, oh, really? I can get 25.
Listen, bro, they will say, I don't know what the hell we did to piss him off, but they'll be liking it. I promise you that.
Thank you, Will. Last one of the week. Lewis is in Bethesda. What up, Big L?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
not
man?
The question. I was watching a history
Thank
on the then Washington Redskins, and reminded me of a hilarious tweet. What's more impressive, Joe Gibbs winning 3 Super Bowls with 3 different quarterbacks, or Joe Gibbs taking 2 Daniel Snyder-owned teams to the playoffs in 4 years?
Based off of all the stuff that we've seen with other coaches, him taking those 2 teams was damn impressive.
Dude, and the first team, the team that won the game in Tampa was pretty damn good. That team was really pretty damn good. The second team that kind of got hot after they had a strong emotional response after they dealt with the passing Sean of Sean stuff. was kind of a different scenario. Another rousing edition of Ask B. Mitch Anything. I'd call it a success, B. Would you?
I say it was.
All right, there you have it. When we come back, Eric Bieniemy talked at length yesterday. You will hear from the Commanders' new offensive coordinator. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.